This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Drama time here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, no drama with her. Victoria Keelan, never any drama. Kara Schillen, sometimes drama over who's going to win in The Bachelor. That sort of thing sort of takes us all. We all go asunder when she gets onto that deal. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't care about The Bachelor. There are a lot of things I do
Good.
Care
this
about.
This is the worst season ever. There's no really? Drama. So okay. Stupid.
Okay. I guess we got that taken care of. So we're not in the business of creating noise around things, just in the business of talking about what it is that's going on. So with the advent of the situation in Iowa and what's happened there, now eyes are turning back around to President Trump and whether or not the situation with the impeachment, the vote schedule for Wednesday. And who's doing what to whom? This is kind of like who's zooming who or whom, Jennifer. Victoria, we were all talking about this before we went on the air. Ms. Murkowski, who is the senator from Alaska, seems to be trying to suck up all the oxygen out of the room. So who is voting, who isn't voting?
She's like the queen of trying to ride two horses with one ass. And that she constantly does this, and
what
it drives
me insane. What a great expression. That's a great expression.
Well, she's one of the, I mean, she's Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski, just like Democrats have Joe Manchin and Doug Jones and Kristen Sinema. There are people who are
the blowhards.
Well, I don't even know if they're the blowhards so much. Murkowski and Collins always bother me because they're not quick to just join the herd. But I respect it because they stand up for what they believe is right. And they're independent thinkers, and sometimes they act in one way and sometimes they act in another. But when it comes to impeaching and removing a president from office, Murkowski, who's been looked at as maybe a hope for Democrats, as someone who would vote to have the president removed from office, said that she would not vote to convict. She said the Constitution provides for impeachment but does not demand it in all instances. And she actually stood with Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, who said he doesn't stand with impeachment and removal from office, but instead he would go for a censure, basically, a slap on the wrist, and he wanted a bipartisan censure of the president. That was heard, it kind of fell on deaf ears. I think everybody is so in the market to try to politicize whatever side of the aisle they're on. They're trying to craft a narrative that when you have a couple of people, I think, like Lisa Murkowski and Joe Manchin, who say, look, this wasn't the best idea, let's take a stand, but does this constitute an impeachable offense? Does this constitute removal from office? No. And it seems like that just fell on deaf ears. I don't think there's going to be any big surprises during the vote on Wednesday. I think every Republican will vote to keep President Trump in office, and I believe that a couple of Democrats will vote not to remove President Trump from office. I think you're going to have Doug Jones and Joe Manchin. I don't know what Kristen Sinema is going to do. She's kind of her own woman. She's an independent. She's a Democrat, a very liberal. By the way, when she won her election in Arizona, she was a very liberal, progressive, pink hat wearing Democrat. And now she realizes that she's representing her state. And so she knows that she has to toe the line a bit.
Do you think that President Trump benefits in terms of timing to the results of the economic calendar, that is, the economy is doing, even though because of what's going on in China, stock market off the last 3-4 days, although it made some gains in the last 24 to 48 hours. But do you think that the economy and people thinking about the Republicans thinking about the economy and wanting to have him stay there because it keeps them in their jobs, they can have what do they call it? The tail, what is that? The tail, the suit? What do they call it when you have the tail?
Coattails?
Coattails, thank you. Yes, right.
The coattail. I know what even,
I know. I was
the coattail
totally
effect.
On that one.
Yeah, the coattail effect. Thank you very much for being in my mind, Victoria. Is it? Is that it? And can that be? Can it be that simple? Really?
But it's the economy? No, I think I think that the president has had the most successful 6 months of his presidency. While Democrats were trying to impeach
him,
don't ask
a farmer if he thinks that the president.
Well, look, I think farmer things are going to get absolutely better for farmers. Not only did he sign
Jennifer, don't kid yourself, please. Don't kid yourself by believing the bunkum that comes from a Republican
Party.
You
have one perspective, and I have another.
I have a perspective of farmers. The farmers are bullcrapped. Because
I just
want
to
know
who's also a farmer that's pretty happy, actually. So,
and you know what I find bizarre is that I'm seeing across several states, Iowa, one of them, that farmers are sticking with Trump. They said things are really bad, but
Wisconsin,
they're hopeful.
Iowa,
that,
right?
I mean, and I blame a lot of the Democratic candidates. Only a few of them have even really addressed farming issues. So a lot of people feel like, well, the devil you know is maybe better than the devil you don't. And I think that it's completely bizarre, but Big Ag is obviously going with Trump because, you know, they're all in
bed
together.
Yeah, Big Ag was Trump.
But even a lot of farmers and ranchers, I'm still seeing some of these polls saying that they're going, well, he's not great, but we're hopeful that it's going to turn around, and they're going to vote on hope.
And the reason that they can vote on hope, if I could just finish my thought for 10 seconds, Dougie, is that they just in the last couple of, I mean, just in the last 3 weeks, forget 6 months, you've got the USMCA, which is now in effect. NAFTA's out the window. You've got phase one of the China agreement. You have phase two already in the process being worked on. So there are reasons for people to hope. Many people are already happy with the economy. He's been killing terrorists. He stood for life. He's been appointing conservative judges. For people who like that and who voted for him to stand up for what they believe in, they're more solidly behind Trump than they were in 2016 when they were trying to figure out exactly who he was and who he was representing. And there's, you know, with all the chaos that's been going on in Iowa, the buried lead is just how successful he was in Iowa. And I can tell you the results because it seems that he did pretty well.
Well, that was to be expected.
He actually drew more people than Obama did as an incumbent looking for re-election. So he's got more enthusiasm than Obama did in 2012, which is significant because Obama, of course, went on to win re-election. They expected 100 participants for the Republican caucus. They ended up with 449. And of those people, 415 voted for Trump, 20 voted for Walsh, 9 voted for Weld. He got 92.5% of the vote in Iowa. So, you know, yes, I'm sure there are some farmers out there who take issue. Maybe they supported him. They don't anymore. I just don't know who the candidate is that's speaking to farmers because I haven't certainly heard anybody.
Bernie's speaking to farmers in his home state.
But do we really think Bernie understands the plight of the farmer? That's the thing. I mean, who
is up
there?
I think he does because he's lived in Vermont for 25 years. Yeah, I think he understands it.
And then
well.
Do farmers embrace his socialist slash communist slant?
No, so. Not at all. But that's, you know, it depends on your age as much as anything else when it comes down to brass tacks. But the latest, there's the third round of give backs to farmers because of the China trade thing is happening this week. And let's see what the farmers say next week about where all the money goes once somebody analyzes where they let's see if they learned.
Oh, well, those payments, we know
two.
That's just a farce. That's just, they're going to go to I doubt they're going to go to actually to people who really need it.
No, the first two rounds haven't. So why should this be round be any different? At any rate, up next, the president expands the travel ban to cover more countries. I would like to talk about that for a moment or two at 13, 14, almost 15 past. This is today's DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA, They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, On the Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So the president's travel ban covering six more countries, Eritrea, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, and a country I can't pronounce, K-Y, I don't even know where this is. It's got to be one of the stands like Afghanistan. Anyway.
Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan is how you pronounce it? Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, close. Good, thank you. Anyway, so if you are wanting to visit the U.S. As a non-immigrant, you want to just come here, there are new restrictions, and I'm wondering how this affects the people in our country, people in these countries talking about this. The largest group impacted by this policy will be black people, Africans, and is it what we were just talking about? We were talking off the air about how ludicrous everything is when it comes to looking back at the history of our culture, television being one of the examples, and Friends being an all-white cast. You know, is it racist? Jennifer said, was it racist to like the program? Well, it was what was around and how people thought 25 years ago. So is this a throwback to 25 years ago? Let's keep all the black people out from other countries? Or what? What is this? I mean, I don't have a problem with it if you know that these people shouldn't be here, but it looks like they're all black countries except for, Eritrea is on.
Aren't these all part of the S-hole company, countries, as Trump put it? This is the whole list of,
So, what are we, Jennifer, you got any thoughts?
These are countries that have known terrorists to the United States, and I don't think that it's something that's racist. I don't think that it's something that's designed to keep people out. It's just tighter controls about who's coming here and who's not and what they're coming here for. But, I think we have to be realistic about that. There are places in the world where there are hot spots popping up of people that have very anti-American things to say. And do we need to welcome them in with open arms? I don't know. Is that for debate?
No, we don't. No, I don't. No, we don't need to open arms. 21 after the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do we immediately recognize David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust here?
Yeah, if you know who David Bowie is, you should.
There's a David Bowie tribute show called the Bowie Celebration, returning to the road this year for a special run of shows that'll be featuring complete performances of the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, along with Diamond Dogs. The group is led by Mike Garson, who is a keyboardist, played alongside of Bowie from the original Ziggy Stardust tour in 73, all the way through his last tour in 2003, well, through 2004, and also in his final live appearance in 2006. Also in the band, former Bowie guitarist Jerry Leonard, Living Color frontman Corey Glover, Joe Sumner, who is Sting's son, in fact, and a singer from Canada called Sass Jordan. Westworld actress Evan Rachel Wood will appear at select shows as well. Why?
She's a singer, too.
Oh, is she? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yep. The history of this tour goes back to 2017, when the members of Bowie's reality band reunited to honor him on the first anniversary of his death, along with a lot of special guests. Gary Oldman was involved, Kate Pearson of the B-52s. The entire production traveled all over the world during the course of just a couple of weeks' time. Was organized by guitarist Angelo Bondini, also known as Scroat. There you go. He said, quote, "I didn't see anybody else doing something on the level of the 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute show after Bowie died. I wanted to do something extraordinary, something large, something international." The show expanded into the Celebrating David Bowie tour the following year. So who would go to see that among our group?
I'm getting tickets for this, I think, for sure. It's coming nearby.
Yeah,
I'm a Bowie fan, so I want to see it. It'll be interesting.
You know how you said anybody who knows David Bowie would know that Ziggy Stardust? Yeah, I didn't know.
I don't really consider you someone who knows David Bowie, though.
No. Give me Britney any day.
Right. Yep, okay. Or maybe...
Have you gone to that pop-up out there?
No, but I want to.
What's the
very Instagram-worthy, the Britney Spears pop-up experience in L.A.
Right, at an old Kmart.
Yeah, truly.
There you go. All right, next up here in the musical portion of the DJD program, every hour we devote 4 or 5 minutes of conversation and your attention to some music stories. This one features Guns N' Roses, who have added a North American leg to their already extensive touring schedule this year. New run starts on the 4th of July in Milwaukee, continues with the first of a lot of stadium concerts. There's one July 8th at a big park, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Tour also has stops in Detroit, Toronto, Washington, Boston, Chicago, San Fran. Let's see here, ending up in Missoula, Montana. That's interesting, in August. Tickets on sale February 7th. So that would be Friday, right? Noontime, yep. Pre-sale tickets are available now. Information available at the Guns N' Roses website. Over the weekend, this past weekend, Guns N' Roses played their first gig of the year as part of the Super Bowl Music Fest at the arena in Miami. During the show, they dedicated Knockin' on Heaven's Door to Kobe Bryant. In March, the band will resume the tour in Mexico City with some more shows all over Central and South America. So where do you go in Central America for an audience?
Where's... Guns N' Roses has such a global audience. They could... They go outside they have huge stadiums here, too, that they still sell out.
That's why I'm asking. In Central America, South America, I get.
Okay, then I'll answer it quickly. Every soccer stadium in all of Central and South America.
Really?
Think about that. Think about those sizes, and that's where all these bands play and sell out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting. All right, so, well, maybe they'll keep some of them home, and they won't come to America, at least that weekend when they're playing down there. Sunny Central America.
Oh, my
it's
God.
28. I knew that
was
good.
The Archie Bunker music.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion, as the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches. They may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of 3 sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa, and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the 2 articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. This is the best time of the day for me. I'm at my best at focused thought this time of day. Not that I'm not good at other times during the day, but I'm interacting with my friends Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and with you as well. And so this is creative time for me. Meeting of the minds. Sometimes we meet and sometimes we don't. But we're always, you know, these silly slogans that come out of some talk radio stations. More stimulating talk radio. Well, it is kind of stimulating, actually. I hope you find it that way. I'm going to talk about the creation of this virus, and I'm using that term not lightly. But first, there's a study. We'll talk about a couple of gross things before we get to the gross origins of the virus. Some really... things to look out for in your home. Is that a gentle way of getting into this, Victoria?
Yes.
Look out for these places in your home.
Well, first of all, because I love quizzing you guys, let's take a few guesses. What do you think are some of the grossest spots in your home? Toilet. Some of them are obvious. Some of them
remote
are not.
Remote control. Kitchen sponge.
Mm-hmm. Dish sponge definitely is in the top five.
I was going to say bedroom, but I'm going to say, like, the carpet right next to your door where your shoes are.
That's a very good guess. Karen's getting so specific, it's funny.
I know. Mm-hmm. Probably something near or the refrigerator, I would say, because that's
well,
gross.
And we all know the toilet. That's the always toilet the one that
sure.
everybody says,
that's
oh, yeah.
a gimme.
Okay,
yeah.
well, in, according to a new study, the toilet was number one. That consistently
really?
Has ranked
yeah,
as the dirtiest. Yeah.
yeah.
However, there's a new spot now, and this is, I in a million years would not have thought of it, but it makes total sense. The handle to your oven is officially the grossest, most
really?
Bacteria-filled spot in the entire home, on average. And if you think about it, why your oven handle is so gross, you think about it, you are preparing raw meat, you're opening the door before washing your hands to put the meat or whatever you're cooking into the oven, and then people go and wash their hands, which I'm guilty of doing that too. I'm reading this going, oh my God, I do that. And then so you've got all the bacteria that's on your fingertips, and then any other oil and grease and anything that splatters from the stovetop usually ends up on the door and on the handle. And so a lot of people, they say when they went and swabbed, I mean, this was like thousands of different homes that they went in, lab technicians swabbing different parts of homes. And when they got to the stove, everybody knows the stove top can be kind of gross. But they didn't anticipate that the door handle would have so much bacteria on it. And if you have, and it doesn't even matter if it's a stainless steel or if it's like a plastic or whatever it is, the germs and everything are lingering. And so every time that you touch the door handle, even if you're not handling raw meat, every time you touch that, you're now reinfecting your own hands with the bacteria of all
strong
kinds of
immune
gross
system.
Salmonella.
Strong immune system, right? All those bugs, Listeria, E. coli,
mm-hmm.
they love
So they
that.
Say it's important that actually if you're going, that everyone needs to be cleaning their oven handle. Antibacterial wipes are a good thing to use if you want. The Centers for Disease Control say that disinfection usually requires the product to remain on a surface for a certain period of time, letting it stand for 3 to 5 minutes. And that's another thing people don't do. People usually just sort of do a quick wipe and then that's it. But if you really want to get rid of all the germs and the grime and everything on your handle and on your stovetop, you have to let a product sit there for at least 3 to 5 minutes. So GE, which is obviously a major appliance company, they actually say that they suggest warm soapy water and a mixture of baking soda and water to effectively disinfect your door handles on your mm-hmm. oven.
Yeah.
But
hey, don't use those commercial things that are supposed to be the end of bacteria. That's not the stuff. That, what you just suggested, I thought most people, I mean, I don't use the oven because I don't cook meat. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I cook a baked potato in the oven, and then I wash it off. I just take the sponge or something. But maybe what you just said about the sponge being so dirty. Maybe
the sponge is really
anything.
Bad. Yep.
Yeah. It looks good, but that may be it. So as long as we're talking about gross things, let's talk about the coronavirus. 20,000 cases now this week. Number of infections has hit the roof as far as what's going on in China over here. It's a worry, no question about that. It's been referred to by some as the China epidemic. There are a lot of people who say that this started in a hospital in Wuhan with a single patient who had the signs of pneumonia. And the doctors there couldn't find any cause, so they did a little research, and then there was the whatever the Chinese equivalent of the word coronavirus that became public info. But the doctors still couldn't find a cause for this patient's pneumonia. They didn't locate the usual bacteria. They didn't locate the usual viruses that are normally responsible for pneumonia. And they didn't know what to do. They were very puzzled. And then you look around Wuhan. How many people have actually this is something I was doing actually last night on the plane. I was reading through a report on what this city is all about. The clouds of foul pollution. This is the city. This is the most polluted big city in China. They have toxic compounds in the air. The average person lives to about 45 or 50 in this city. There was a large protest last year in the city focusing on the health of people who were living there and the fact the government didn't really do anything to clean up this problem in the air. A lot of people took to the streets, and the government didn't take kindly to the public expressions of dissatisfaction, So some people, you know, again, this is kept quiet. The Chinese don't do a very good job unless something leaks out. And this is just now leaking out. They put the kibosh on this fast. So anyway, the air pollution now has become a focus of where this all started. There's a lot of fake news and stories that are coming out of there. The Chinese are trying to create an atmosphere so the rest of the world, their economy is right in the bucket. And it isn't helping the world economy either. But this is, you know, this is something that, again, I said this the other day on the air, gets to the very heart of who not the Chinese people necessarily, the people running the country and what you're dealing with. And so now, as it comes to the surface, the people in China are learning this week that the cause of the virus is animals, bats, snakes, and somehow or other the connection comes into humans. This is really very interesting.
Well, people were eating them, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, they're eating the snakes and the bats and stuff. That's right, exactly. So, I mean, we laugh about it, but it is... Remember I said last week, this reminded me of mad cow disease and eating the meat. You're not supposed to eat the meat from the cows because they had this stuff and you'd get it and it would cause your brain to atrophy and you'd die. Well, this is the same stuff, only it's a different kind of a virus because it affects your lungs. But the fabrications that have come out of China, it's just amazing that the information is just now coming out. Remember when the Zika virus was called sort of an ominous germ that was spreading around the world, causing women to give birth to babies with smaller heads? Remember that?
Yeah, and, well, it did, and well, yeah, part of it. Yeah,
yeah, right. But it didn't. It didn't turn into an epidemic, which is what a lot of people. The SARS stuff. I mean, some of this stuff becomes an epidemic, and some of it doesn't. It just is one of those things. Like what was the other one? Ebola. That was kind of for a while, and it just went away. But I'm not buying whatever the Chinese are selling here at all. I just think this is...
well, and how they tried to contain it, how long they knew about it.
Right. So is this going to be a global pandemic or an epidemic or whatever the word is that we use? They're trying to come up with a vaccine for it now, and one wonders if they come up with a vaccine, are we going to all take it? Do we think that it's necessary? That'd be a question... For Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, if you come up with a virus, I'm sorry, with a vaccine for this thing, is everybody going
to
take
it? Well, I think they would have first give it to anyone with weakened, well, for anybody who has contact with people in China, number one.
Right.
And then if you have a compromised immune system, I think that's probably second tier. But
yeah.
Right, but you know, I mean, it really is just, it's you know, it's a flu. And
yeah,
but so many people already have the flu, different strains of it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's any reason to freak out any more than the regular flu, but, you know, it certainly is getting a lot of attention.
You know who's freaking out? Rush Limbaugh fans. This thing that has been announced in the last day or two about, well, he actually went on the air at the end of his program on Monday, and said that he had discovered on the 12th of January that he had lung cancer. And he went to two different places to get it verified and now is going to go through treatment starting, I believe, this week.
He's a big smoker, isn't he?
He had been. He sort of got off it, but he was...
I think he smokes cigars.
But he was a chain smoker. When I knew him back in the 80s, he was still smoking, but when he was earlier, younger man, he smoked like a chimney. And that has taken taken an effect on him. So he has advanced lung cancer. A lot of people that are big fans of his, you know, it's a horrible thing to face. Lung cancer is one of those cancers. There's a lot of advancement being made in the treatment of various cancers. Lung cancer is tough. It really is. It's a tough thing to go. It's kind of like pancreatic cancer. But there are things that can be done. And Limbaugh, when he had his problem with his ears about, what was that, 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, he lost his hearing. And he had those ear implants put in so that he could hear once again. He will stop at nothing to do what he has to do in order to survive, as most of us wouldn't. But it's just interesting to see the radio trades reacting to this. It's shocking. Well, he's a human being, and he's exposed to stuff, and I don't think it's shocking at all. I think that he's changed his... When I I hosted him when we were... I was in Cincinnati doing afternoons at WCKY, and he came to town, and we spent 3 days together. I was sort of his handler, and I got to know him pretty well. One of the things, the first night we had a reception for businesses in town, and I never saw anybody put as much mayonnaise on a sandwich as he did. Isn't that funny how I remember that among all the other things? And at that time, he's quite heavy. He's lost a lot of weight since then, and he's taken good care of himself. I think his wife has been a very good influence. Everything I know about his wife from people that know him and her say that it's a good pairing. It's a good match. He'd been married, I think, 2 or 3 times before, and they weren't so good. And I think that helps you a lot. But when you get into something like this, you certainly need support. And he'll have a lot of support from his fans, because let's face it, he saved AM radio. He's got a huge audience, and that will help him. I think that, you know, thoughts are things. And when you come into a circumstance like this, you need all the help you can get in all different facets of however you do it. So I wish him well. I think he's quite an interesting character. He has done, whether you like his point of view or not, isn't the question. For me, as a radio guy, for as long, my morning syndicated program efforts started in October of 1988. He started this program that he's still doing in August of 88. So we've both been at it for 31 years. And it's kind of fun to see how the program has, when he first started, it wasn't as political as it's become. It was an entertaining, it really was a fun. We went way overboard and way beyond the bounds of anything that had been done before. And then it sort of matured into the political show that it is today. But anyway, I offer that as a thought about him and lung cancer in general. Not a pretty picture, but I'm holding a good thought for him because I think that's a good thing to do. 47 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Time. Yes, it is. The continuing focus on medical realities, medicine in general, how does your body work? That's the premise upon which I build our conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife, Mary, work morning, noon, and night on helping people that come to the clinic, people that go to their Facebook page. They have a great website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can find out a lot of things. And I think one of the things that people, no matter what their course, that is, what sort of medicine they believe in, Jack, are interested in what to do before, during, and after an encounter with the coronavirus. I was telling the story earlier on the air, being on the bus leaving the airport last night, coming back here, and four Chinese people got on a bus, and they all had their masks on. And I thought they were the only people on the bus. There were probably 50 people on the bus, only people that had the masks on. And they couldn't speak a lick of English. They didn't know where they were going. They were trying to figure it out. But I thought, what more than anything, as they sat next to me, and I coughed once.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying not to breathe the air. It was actually kind of funny. In fact,
you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I just
a lot of viral transmission occurs when the virus lands on your eyeball, on the conjunctiva of your eyeball, the outer surface. You know,
how does that happen? Just in the air, floating around.
Yes, yeah. It's airborne. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Obviously, if they're going to cough or sneeze, it's airborne. But they put a mask on, and unless you have a mask that covers your eyes and nose and mouth and everything else with a nice seal around your face, mm-hmm. just to wear those paper masks is kind of silly.
Yeah. So we were talking about it starting with animals and people eating the animals and that sort of thing. It goes right into your gut. If you don't have a strong gut, well, it's different now than it was then. It started by eating animals that were infected, And I likened it to mad cow disease, and eating meat from a cow that had mad cow disease, the same thing happened to human beings. So is this, can we stop it? I mean, at this point, it is, how do you stop it? I mean, I understand. Well, go ahead.
As far as mad cow was concerned, it was only found in nerve tissue. It was never found in the skeletal meat, stocks, you know, chops, steaks, that kind of stuff.
Right, but people thought it was. And so thousands of cows got killed, slaughtered because
they found they had the bovine encephalopathy. If they looked a little weak standing on their legs, they would take out the entire
herd.
But
it was all spinal. It was all related to the spinal cord from the brain down to the back of the cow.
Now with this stuff, some of the latest things coming out is they're finding the RNA strings of other kinds of viruses inside of this virus.
What's an RNA string?
Well, the ribonucleic acid, viruses as a whole do not have DNA. That's why they're constantly mutating, because they don't have a blueprint for its replication to follow. So they constantly are, as I said, mutating. Now, with this one, when they started to examine this, this study just came out of India a couple of days ago, they found different strings of RNA messages inside the coronavirus structure, the RNA structure, that they said nature doesn't do that kind of stuff. There's not enough time for all the mutations to take place to find these other recognizable patterns inside of it, suggesting something clandestine taking place here. But to answer the question, we've got a podcast on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com, podcast number 136. What to do before, during, and after the flu. And
you because this is just a mutation.
You treat
of a
this the same way.
Flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You treat this exactly the same way.
So why are there 20,622 people infected and all hundreds of these people are 426 dead so far? Do people not get this concept that you're explaining?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently not.
They're being told, wash your hands and wear a mask. And that's after the fact. That's like a whole bunch of cars running off the top of the cliff, and they say, well, let's have some more ambulances down here, instead of somebody going back up and putting a stronger fence around the ridge at the top of the cliff.
Yeah.
That's what Podcast 136 is about at Forbidden Doctor.
The immune system gaps. You're a GAPS practitioner, too. It's all in the gut. All right, so there's the advice from Dr. Jack, a little background into the coronavirus as well. Right now, background into your weight gain. Didn't take a lot of, it isn't a genius move here on your part to figure out you're overeating, eating the wrong things, and you want to call a halt to it. And that's good. That's understandable. The way to do it is to use Calitrin, healthiest choice for weight loss in our country. This is something developed by a group of nurses about 24, 25 years ago that has an 86% success rate. Nothing on the market, nowhere else can you find a success quotient like that. Go to Calitrin.com. And use the code DJV, save a lot of money. Let's see, discounts on every bottle.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.